A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Lamed Beis, Erevin 32b, pagination 64, at the Mishnah, which is about 12 lines from the top. We're dealing here with a concept which is common in Gemara, where we really identify the absolute border between permitted and forbidden. And it becomes really an amazing thing where if something is a rabbinic violation, it might become lenient, ben hashmashos, as Shabbos begins, and therefore will work for your Erev Tehumen, as opposed to if the violation is a deoraisa, a biblical violation, then the Erev Tehumen would not work. Let's see the Mishnah. Nasno ba'ilon. You put your Erev Tehumen, this food, lamayla me'asara, higher than 10 tefachim in a tree. Ein eruvo eruv. The eruv is not a good eruv. What's the problem? So if the issue is 10 tefachim high, so the issue obviously is that the person is in one rishus, and the Eruv is in a different rishus. The person, presumably, is in rishus harabim. He's in the public area, a thoroughfare. But by putting it on a branch that's above 10 tefachim of a very large tree that has the rule of a rishus hayachid, he has placed his Eruv in a place of rishus hayachid. Now, for him to reach up and take that package from the Rishus HaYachid of the tree to the Rishus HaRabim where he's standing, where he wants to be Kona his Shavisa, where he wants his residence to be, he can't do that on Shabbos, and therefore it's inaccessible. He has placed the Erev in a place that's inaccessible to him. How can you call it your place of residence if you can't access the food? Lamata Me'asara, but if you put it underneath that critical mark, lower than 10 tefachim, Eruv or Eruv, it's a good Eruv. Because somehow he will be able to access it, even though it's in a tree. And the Gemara is going to challenge that, because we know you're not allowed to take things out of a tree or put things in a tree. If a frisbee ends up in a bush, a tree, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to remove it. There's a special legislation because we're worried you're going to break branches. Nosno bebor, however, if you put it in a pit, afilu amot mea amo, even if it's 100 amo deep, enormous depth, eruv or eruv, it's still a good eruv. So obviously, you see, the issue here is not distance.
Or accessibility.
We could discuss whether logistical accessibility will ever make a difference. But yes, we're focusing on some sort of isser, some sort of prohibition that's stopping you from accessing it from the place that you are establishing your residence. Okay. So the Gemara tells us, Yosef, they were sitting, and these rabbis were in a discussion. And on the next line, at the end of the line, Hai Elon, this tree, Dekoi Heicho, where is the tree situated? If the tree is situated in the private domain, mali mala mali mata, what's the difference how high the food is placed? Rishus hayachid ola adlo rakia. There's a special rule that a private domain goes to the heavens. There's no limitation to its height. It's always going to be considered a rishus hayachid. Fellow Dekoi, Rishus HaRabim, you're going to tell me it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rishus HaRabim we know has limitations. You can't call it a public thoroughfare after a certain height. There's a certain limit to that. The Miskaven Lishbos Heicha. So where was he intending to place his residence? Ilema, the Miskaven Lishbos Lamayla. If he intended his residence on the branch, the same place as the food, so hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad hu, there should be no problem, because he is in the same place as his Eruv. And why is the Mishnah telling me it's no good? Now, pause here for a second and realize a person's not supposed to be in a tree on Shabbos. I don't care when he got there. Because the same way you're not supposed to climb a tree, what exactly, right? But presumably the answer is it's a hypothetical residence. He doesn't have to actually access the food, and he's not going to climb there on Shabbos. We're not arguing that. The Gemara is just saying that we don't see that as a problem in Erev Tehumen. Ella, what was the case of the Mishnah that the Mishnah was objecting to, is Niskarin Lishbos Lamata. He intends to establish his residence on the ground, and he's placing the food in the tree above 10 tefachim. That's where the problem is. Had he placed it beneath the 10 tefachim border, says the Mishnah, it's fine. Ask the Gemara of Mishtamish Be'ilon, he is using the tree. He's benefiting from the tree. Good, it's less than 10 tefachim, but he's going to be taking, or he is allowed to be taking the item out of the tree on Shabbos. That's Mishtamish Be'ilon, that's exactly what you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara answers, La'olam dekoy b'rishus harabim. Fine. He's got to be in the public area, otherwise there would be no difference between above 10 and below 10 tefachim. V'niskaven lishbos lamato. And he's intending to be on the ground for his place of residence. And that's why above 10 and below 10 makes a difference. V'rebihi. So why is it ever permitted? If you keep it below 10, why is it permitted? Rebbe said, "The Omar kol davar shehu mishum shavus." A major principle: anything that is only a rabbinic violation, lo gozru alav bein hashmashos, there's no legislation against it at dusk, as it's becoming Shabbos. So, what is Rebbe saying? At the moment that Erev Tehumen has to kick in, that transition period called Bein Hashmashos, however long it is, we could discuss it, how many minutes perhaps, whatever it is, but that time period, which is the same time period as Erev Tehumen is kicking in, and after that, if it's eaten, that's not relevant. It worked at the time that it needed to work. At that time, Rebbe holds, Durabonons are waived. You're allowed to violate a Durabonon during that time period. For example, for the purpose of a significant mitzvah, if you needed chairs in a certain place, and it's Shkia, you have to stop carrying because now it's sunset, you could have the custodian, non-Jewish worker, continue to carry those chairs because the custodian working for you, by definition, he's a non-Jew, by definition, it's a rabbinic violation. And Bein HaShmashos, he's allowed to do for you because it's a rabbinic violation. They ask a fascinating question, whether if a person forgot to light a yahrzeit lamp, and it's Shabbos now, if you could have a non-Jew light the yahrzeit lamp. And the question revolves around whether lighting a yahrzeit lamp is enough of a mitzvah to utilize this leniency. But Rebbe said that if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, then Bein HaShmashos, you could do a shavus.
Not yourself, though.
A rabbinic. Well, lighting a yahrzeit lamp is biblical.
Right.
So getting the non-Jew to light the yahrzeit lamp is rabbinic.
What about carrying? Isn't that rabbinic?
You can go back to my case of the chairs and point out that it depends whether it was a Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim.
Uh-huh.
If it was Rishus HaRabim, which is the case, obviously, I was trying to illustrate without being so explicit, but that's why we needed this leniency. Had it been a Carmelis, you could have the non-Jew carry in a karmelis for the purpose of a mitzvah even once Shabbos truly began. That's correct. For the purpose of a mitzvah, you could waive a double shavus on Shabbos. Rebbe is allowing you, bein hashmashos, to waive a single shavus for the purpose of a mitzvah. So let's go back to Eruv Tuchumin question. It's bein hashmashos, because that's the only time I need access to the Eruv Tuchumin. So it's bein hashmashos. And taking an item out of a tree is rabbinic if it's below 10 tfachim of the tree. Had it been above 10 tfachim of the tree, you'd be dealing with a biblical violation because it's going from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim. And that we're not waiving. You read this Mishnah and it's stunning. If you're reading Mishnayos and you just read them, you don't even appreciate the depth, the stunning depth that's going on here. But they specifically chose, it's a large tree, it's classified as a Rosh HaYochid once it gets high enough, and Rebbe is allowing you to do a rabbinic violation, Bein HaShmashos. How do you define a rabbinic violation? Well, above 10 Tvachim, Rosh HaYochid, Rosh HaRabim is not rabbinic. That you can't do. But carrying out of a tree, that we were willing to allow you to do, provided that it's not biblical in any way. So below 10 tefachim, you would have access, and therefore your Erev Tchumen works. Yishakoach, have a great day.